Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Semisaurus.
I know.
I'm so excited about that.
I really want to know what their logo looks like.
It's a whole
like a semi trailer with like dinosaur things on it. I don't know.
Mobile museum of creation.
It's so
exhibit.
Cool.
I'm excited to see that in October.
Yeah.
Ready for October now. Oh wait, no, it's June. We've got some time.
I'm ready for October.
But summer is here, and a number of things going on this summer. Fun plans, some travel. Some folks will be gathering in Concordia, Missouri, for an immersive experience to learn about missionary life and to network and encourage one another in missionary life. Joining us by phone this morning, our friends from Lutheran Bible Translators, Dr. Mike Rodewald. He's executive director there. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Andy. Good to hear you.
And also by your side, the Reverend Rich Radowski with Lutheran Bible Translators. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Rich.
Good to be here. Thanks.
It's nice to catch you both in the same place at one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rich was actually walking down the hall, and I said, hey, come on in here, and let's talk to Andy.
It's a rare occasion that you both are in the same place at the same time, on the same, like, in the same time zone.
Yeah, that's true.
I understand that Lutheran Bible Translators does some preparation and kind of an immersive experience for missionaries and those who are looking at missionary life. Tell us a little bit about what happens during the summer for this immersive experience. What is this time together for missionaries and those who may be contemplating missionary life?
Yeah, well, Andy, yeah, we're really excited about this event as it's coming up. Concordia Mission Institute is what we call it. And we're working with Mission of Christ Network, partnering with them, that we can provide training for new partners, new missionaries that are going out. But at the same time, missionaries that are coming back from the field, receiving them, equipping them. It's really, when you're serving overseas, I have to say we in the LCMS, we do a great job of foundational faith formation. Serving overseas is very different. You're challenged in many ways. And so it's not a matter of only equipping and sending, but also maintaining and receiving missionaries as they come back, encouraging them, missionary care, so that they can not only survive in the places that they serve, but also that they continue to thrive, that when they proclaim Christ, people that they work with, they don't get worn out about it. They don't burn out. They don't say, you know what, I just can't make it out here anymore. And so that's a big part of the training that we're doing this summer. It's immersive, and it's a lot of discussion, a lot of interactive. As missionaries work together, some missionaries have been out on the field many years. Some are just getting ready to go and sharing with each other. Our mantra kind of is for missionaries, by missionaries, and the cyclical nature of going, sending, coming back. We're really trying to maintain this as we hold the courses in Concordia Mission Institute.
Can you give me an example of what these missionaries would be doing during this time? You mentioned a few things about, you know, equipping and training and sharing experiences, but is there something that's maybe over the top, exclusive, really exciting that happens for these missionaries during this time?
Over the top exclusive. Wow. Sarah, you just know how to put the questions out there. That's for sure. What we do is we have our training under four mission perspectives. One is the Missio Dei, or God's mission, and that's a theological underpinning for all of our missionaries. And we always need to be reminded of why we're in mission and what our place in mission is. And then we also place some of our coursework under vocation, under relationships, and our partnerships with throughout the world as we work with different partners. A big part of that relationship is missionary care. How do we energize and make sure that our missionaries are spiritually revived when they come back to the United States. You know, what happens a lot of times, and having been a missionary for many times, for many years, is we serve overseas, and we go over with just a big bang, and our petrol tank or our gas tank starts going down, our spiritual gas tank. And then we come back, and we are here for a number of months, and we're meeting supporters. We get really excited, but the whole time we don't really get rejuvenated. And then it's time to go back, and you realize, man, I didn't maybe take enough time for my family, for ourselves. And so this provides a time when all the missionaries can get together, that there are times that encourage each other, share our problems, and say, oh, you're not the only one that's suffering this problem. And by the time people leave, they're very encouraged. So it's not only just the intellectual, it's also the emotional is what we're really working. And with that, I know Rich probably has something else to say on that. I'm putting you on the spot. Now I'm looking for the exciting stuff, Rich.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a real need to take time to step back and reflect. That helps to re-energize you for work in mission. And so and we bring this group of over 120 folks in here with years and decades, really, collectively, of experience, and give them the spotlight and the floor to unpack those experiences with others. And then we bring in this group of folks that are exploring work and mission, and more than we could do just with kind of a canned presentation. I mean, they get immersed in doing life for a week with a whole group of missionaries with all kinds of different experiences, and get to participate in that. So there's kind of classroom time, discussion time. There's all kinds of extracurricular activities and kind of touristy things that we do. So it's the whole package, really.
Tell me about the experiences that the experienced missionaries bring back, and how that's a valuable learning experience. What the new or prospective missionaries can learn from these experienced missionaries.
Sure.
Well, last year we had a great discussion. We divided up into singles, and we divided up into marrieds, and we just talked about sexual temptations that happen in the village and the power struggles that are there. And it was eye-opening for some of the new missionaries because they had never thought of those kind of temptations being there or standing as a barrier, or and how it can, if you don't deal with those things, how it can tear the family apart, the husband and the wife, and family life. How does family life in the village or in a another culture, how is that expected to come out? We've got missionary kids, great kids and stuff, but their experiences are very different than an American, someone who's grown up in a place like here, Concordia, Missouri, where our offices are at. And so how do we integrate those kids back into the culture of the United States so that they can thrive when they come back? So those questions, those are the questions we're seeking to give to the missionaries. And then we also have a technical training. Mission of Christ Network has they send people for 1, 2, 3 years, and their training or they need is an ESL and education. Our people with Lutheran Bible translators, we need skills in linguistics and translation skills and very different locations. And so we tend to take off not only training people that are these general missionary questions, which is the Missio Dei, and also how to survive and thrive in a foreign culture, but also these technical skills that we need each to thrive in their village location, wherever that might happen to be.
Where are some of the places that these missionaries are able to serve with Lutheran Bible translators?
There, I'm going to Rich.
We've got folks in working in 16 different countries. Off the top of my head, I'm thinking in West Africa, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Cameroon, Nigeria. Then down in Southern Africa, Botswana, Tanzania, and East Africa, Ethiopia. You go to Southeast Asia, places I really can't say on the radio, but where God is at work and doing some amazing things, but in contexts that are not great for Christians to try to do evangelism work in. It's great working with the Mission of Christ Network. They've got folks then in Europe, also in some of the same African locations and other places in Asia as well. So all over the world.
if someone is thinking about potentially serving as a missionary or considering this as a future vocation, what would be the first step? What should they do to explore this as a possibility?
Really contacting our recruiter, Emily Wilson, is a great person to talk to, and she can be reached at recruiter@lbt.org. We have a lot of different ways of serving available that she can talk with folks through, and she's really good at networking and linking folks up with if what we're doing at LBT isn't necessarily going to be the right fit. Linking them up with other mission opportunities. So really recommend that anybody who would be interested in exploring mission service should just talk to Emily.
Yeah, and what's really kind of exciting about this Concordia Mission Institute coming up is there's 12 people that are coming to explore, just to be with missionaries, to talk with missionaries and say, hey, maybe that's something I would like to do into the future.
Very good. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for sharing with us about Lutheran Bible Translators, the Concordia Mission Institute taking place this summer, and potential future missionaries with Lutheran Bible Translators. Dr. Mike Rodewald, Executive Director of Lutheran Bible Translators, and the Reverend Rich Radowski, thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
Andy, we just appreciate you and also Sarah for including us in this discussion.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
You bet. God's blessings. Coming up tomorrow, we meet one of the team members on the team, the LCMS Mercy Medical Team, that traveled to Tanzania. I'm excited about that, too.
Yes.
We're just all over the world, aren't we?
All over the world.
With
it's
the
so fun.
Bible translators, our missionaries, our short-term, our career missionaries.
Yeah.
Always have their stories to share, and I feel like it takes us right there.
Yeah.
With them. So learning about their team to Tanzania just like landed in the last week, I think.
Yeah,
back
just
on the ground.
Got back. Yeah.
So they're back on the ground. So we'll talk with them in tomorrow. And also a prison and jail ministry conference coming up. Kind of unique.
It is very unique. About that. It's very interesting.
Later this week, Mary will check in from the LWML convention and one pastor's approach to catechesis, catechesis through the seasons of the church here.
It's so cool.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.